First up this morning is Dr. Finn Brannock, and Finn is going to discuss with us his objections to the proposal to build the new Children's Hospital and the grounds of St. James's Hospital in Dublin 8. And I suppose it should be pointed out from the, it's one of those interviews that I have to point out from the beginning, that in the interest of impartial broadcasting and fairness and balanced debate, etc., and all those good things, for a lot of the interview I will have to adopt the role of, God help us, Minister for Health, I suppose, or the Department of Health. But Finn, first of all, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning to you.
Finn, you have serious reservations, I think is the best way of putting it, in relation to the locating of this hospital in the grounds of St. James's. Can you outline those for us for a start?
When you go right back to the very first study that was put together by the government, it was called the McKinsey Report, and it was in 2006. And they were asked to advise in relation to the future of healthcare of children in this country, particularly in relation to seriously ill children. And they advised what we all knew they would, was that Crumlin, Temple Street and Harcourt Street should close and come together as one single national children's hospital. And they indicated, and we agreed entirely, that the best clinical outcomes would result from the expertise that exists in those three children's hospitals coming together on the one site. Now, they also made a lot of other recommendations as well, but the most important element of the new children's hospital, they claimed, was that it had space. Now, if you just look at the history of the three children's hospitals in Dublin, you have Harcourt Street, which is the city centre location, Temple Street, which is also in the city centre, and 90 years after those were built, Crumlin was built, and within a very short time, Crumlin became the main provider of care for the sickest children in the country, for one reason only, and that is that it had space. And if you look at the space that we have available to us in Crumlin, I'm retired from there. I also worked in Temple Street, by the way. The space that has been expanded.
Sorry, Finn, before you go any further, it should be pointed out we are talking to Dr. Finn Brannock, and you are a retired paediatrician, so, I mean, you actually know what you're talking about.
Well, I do. I mean, I'm a paediatric oncologist. In fact, I looked after children with cancer. So I was looking after some of the sickest children from every corner of Ireland, and I know what they needed. They needed access, for starters, and they needed a parking space. They were two hugely critically important things. They obviously wanted the best possible care, and parents would go to the top of a mountain, they put up with traffic jams. They do whatever it took to get the very best care for their sick child. There's no doubting that. But, you know, when you have an option to build the best possible hospital in the best possible place, and you know that the government is saying whatever is built will be expected to last for 100 years, and the first report which was produced said the most important thing, apart from the three children's hospitals coming together, is to have space for future expansion, space for parking, and an accessible site. I was about to tell you that Crumlin has expanded its space for patients by 75% in the last 15 years, and they're allowing a 20% expansion space on the James's site to last 100 years. Now, surely that should beg the question of why the hell are you putting it in James's when you don't have space? So you come back to the reason, the main reason the government chose the site is that they said that the outcomes for the children would be better. So in other words, the clinical outcomes, the children would get better treatment if the children's hospital was built next to the adult hospital. And of course, as I said earlier, if that was the case, people would drive to the top of the world to get the best care for their child. But of course, when somebody makes a claim like that, you're making a clinical claim. You're saying there is something beneficial about being next to the adult hospital. So the obvious thing to do is say, well, right, where's the evidence for that? And of course, there isn't any evidence at all. I mean, logically, why would you bring children to a children's hospital to be looked after if they're sick, if the adult hospital can look after them better? It just doesn't make sense. And if you look at the scientific literature, there isn't a single scientific paper which supports that claim. It's an absolute nonsense. Adult doctors look after adults. Children's doctors look after sick children. I've set up the National Cancer Service in Orleans and Crumlin when I arrived there from 1981 with the support of marvellous support from parents and the business community. I built the first oncology unit. It's been rebuilt again now 20-something years later, and that's what happens. And the outcomes in terms of survival rates, according to the National Cancer Registry, who looked at our survival data, were actually better than the averages of Europe and North America, even though we were under-resourced. And during all that time, the almost 30 years I was there, I never referred a single child with cancer to an adult specialist. They don't know anything about children.
And Finn, I suppose it's a question that is glaringly obvious, I suppose, but two points. There is, as far as I am given to understand, there is a 140-acre greenfield site at the James Connolly Memorial Hospital in Blanchardstown.
145 acres, which you and I already own.
Yes.
We know that 75% of the sickest children live outside the M50, and yet we're going to force them to drive into the city centre to
a hospital. Finn, before we even get to that, is the construction of the new children's hospital on the grounds of St. James's, is that a done deal now, or can it still be overruled?
Well, I hope it can be overruled. If common sense prevails, I mean, if the main justification for putting it in the city centre, in an inaccessible, congested, polluted site, is that the outcomes for the children will be better, if that can't stand up to scrutiny, and it can't, then why put it there?
Yeah, and I note as well, Finn, that 80% of the county's council, the county's county councillors, if you follow me, have voted against the planned location on the grounds of James's Hospital. So, you know, this...
Well, they have, and so has the more than 1,000 members of the National Association of General Practitioners. They've also voted against the James's site. I mean, a five-year-old will tell you that it can't last 100 years. It just can't, because it's on a site which also will have the biggest adult hospital in the country, James's, and you're supposed to try and fit a maternity hospital there. They tell us it'll fit very easily. Well, that's really very funny, because they say, you know, you can build a maternity hospital. Right, we'll build it, so will we? Well, no, you can't actually, because you have to knock down St. James's quite new adult outpatient department and relocate it off-site, because there's no room on the James's site. So the outpatient department for the adult patients in James's won't be at St. James's anymore. It'll have to be moved somewhere else.
Can you start
building then? No, you can't, because you've got to build St. James's a new adult intensive care unit and a new adult accident and emergency unit and a facility management hub before you can start building your children's hospital or your maternity hospital. Maternity is the most important co-location, because surprise, surprise, there are lots of babies in a children's hospital or in a maternity hospital. There are none, absolutely none, in an adult hospital. And the problem for these newborns is that some of them are born so sick that they will not cope with the short ambulance journey. And there are babies who die every year in this country, newborns, because of the fact that a maternity hospital is not literally stuck onto a children's hospital, so that these newborn babies can be wheeled directly across into the children's hospital from the maternity hospital. And if you can't fit a maternity hospital on the site there, and I'm pretty certain you can't, and on board Pranol, of course, have given permission in terms of planning for the children's hospital on the James's site, but they say they have absolutely nothing to do with talking about maternity. They deal with maternity if a maternity application for planning there is submitted to them, but they have absolutely no say about clinical matters. Only planning issues.
Finn, I said at the outset of the piece that in the interest of fairness and balanced broadcasting that I would have to take up the side of the officialdom, and they will probably say that, you know, James's is a state-of-the-art hospital and that all the facilities that are required are there, plus medical expertise, etc. But from knowing that area and knowing it very well, before there's ever a hospital there, I struggle, and I'm trying to be as fair-minded and as impartial as I possibly can here, Finn, but I struggle to come to terms and visualise how you're actually going to move construction equipment in and out of that, around that area as it stands at the moment, because we all know that this is going to be a massive hospital. You're going to have, and I bring this down to a pretty basic level, you're going to have convoys of 8-wheel tippers in and out of there every day of the week, and that's not even counting the huge equipment that's going to have to be moved in and at the start. Like, it's totally congested. And then we'll say that they actually succeed in building it. Where are the staff going to park? Where are they going to live? The nurses at the moment can't afford to live within a bus ride or a train ride of that location. So, I mean, are we storing up problems for down the road, Finn?
We're not even storing them up. They're there already. I mean, the entrance is supposed to be off a street called Mount Brown, and you should see it at rush hour. And that's before arrivals and departures at the new children's hospital commence. And it's accepted that 10,000 arrivals and departures will occur every single day at the children's hospital, on top of the congestion that's already there.
Now, the argument has been made, Finn, look, we waited long enough, is probably the best we can do at the moment, so let's go ahead and let's build it, and look, irrespective of where it is now, we just want it.
Well, that's much the same as you ordering a white door for your front door of your house, and somebody delivers a black door, and you said, I ordered a white one, take that away. And they come back a few weeks later with another black door, and just because they've arrived now with another black door, you say, ah, sure, hell, look, might as well put it in. There's no justification for putting it there, absolutely none. And I'll tell you what, if you start today with a drawing up design or modifying the existing design for the James's site Children's Hospital, and you build it out in Connolly, you you'd have built years before you get the James's one built, because there are constraints in terms of building because of the traffic problems. You can't even store equipment and building material on site. That's going to be up Davitt Road. There'll be lorries delivering as needed. No, it's supposed to kind of arrive when you want it, but that's not going to happen because of the traffic congestion. And of course, we have three reports saying it would be 25% cheaper to build it on a greenfield site. Now, we have Varadkar, I think, was saying $750 million to build it, and that's before fit out. If you build it for less than 1.1 or 1.2 billion euro on the James's site, you'd be doing well, and you'd have no money left over for maternity, which is far more important.
Yeah, I have figures here in front of me, Finn, that say that the expected date of completion is the year 2020, bearing in mind we are now in 1916. Well, we may as well be in 1916, but in 2016, at a cost of 650 million. Now, as far as I'm aware, no work has taken place on the site at the moment, but I think that 650 million has already been revised upwards.
It has, by 60 million at least. But I mean, that the IT stuff, it's supposed to be a paperless hospital. That's going to cost you another 50 to 100 million. There's no way you're going to change out of a billion. And yet, if you had your building, your billion euro, or even less, you'd build the new children's hospital and the new maternity together on the Blanchardstown site more cheaply and more quickly than going ahead on the James's site. Even if you had to start planning the Blanchardstown one today, there's absolutely no doubt it would be much quicker if it was built in Blanchardstown. I'm driven spare by it. I really am. I think the vast majority of people in the country recognise, and through their county councillors, they're voting with their feet, as it were. They recognise that James's is not the right place to put this. And I just hope that the government sit down and look at this again and look at the figures. They're short of so much money. They're cut left, right and centre, and they could save a few hundred million by building it on the Connolly site. You have a maternity hospital which is needed, which will save lives and improve clinical outcomes, and all done more cheaply and more quickly than on the James's site. If you put it in James's, there'll be a tribunal in 10 years' time. I'm certain of it.
Finn,
I'm certain of it. Wondering.
The planning permission was granted by Board Planala, so I am presuming that any worthwhile objections, and I have no doubt that all of them are worthwhile, certainly worth listening to, were any of these objections taken on board, if you'll pardon the pun, by on Board Planala?
Not really. I mean, the local residents were almost totally ignored, and they are very, very disturbed by the prospect of having this building there probably for the next 5 or 6 years. We know from air quality reports that the pollution that will be generated by the energy centre on the site will impact mostly on the actual children's hospital and the adult hospital, and will affect two groups in particular, which is the elderly, and they have a new centre for ageing on James's, and the very young. So the two most vulnerable groups will be in a hospital right on that site. The pollution level will actually exceed statutory EU levels, according to one report, and that's supposed to be statutory, and yet I think that seems to have been ignored. And the recommendations in relation to air quality put forward by the World Health Organization, which one should obviously heed in relation to a health facility, they've been completely ignored because they're not statutory. So just because they're not statutory, we can forget about the needs of the children. Everywhere you look, there's a problem. There's constraints. We should be building something perfect here, because we've an opportunity to do it right. And for 100 years, I mean, look at Dublin Airport 50 years ago and compare a photograph now. Look at O'Connell Street 50 years ago and compare it now. Look at the traffic 50 years ago compared to now. And by the way, today is International Nurses Day, and nurses who work in the Mater Hospital elected to work in the Mater. Nurses who work in James's elected to work in James's. But the nurses who work in this children's hospital had no say in selecting the site. And they work in Tallaght, they work in Crumlin, and they work in Temple Street.
That was my next question to you. Was any of the nursing authorities, I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but did I speak to Liam Dorton on behalf of his members even in relation to this facility?
I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, the reach and power of the HSE and government is extraordinary. We certainly are aware of charities who have initially objected to the city centre site and then suddenly became very quiet. And, of course, if you look at their funding, you'll see that they get some funding from the HSE.
Well, of course...
Somebody asked me whether the ambulance people have spoken out about James's, because obviously access is a problem there. But who pays the ambulance bill? HSE.
Yeah, well, of course, there's none of those organisations here to say yay or nay in relation to that one, Finn. But I just have a feeling that this is not the last we have heard of this. I just think that undoubtedly with a project this size, I think that the time scale is going to be pushed out, and I would also feel that the cost is going to go up, and I don't think that people are going to really realise what is entailed here until building starts. And at that stage, I'd be just worried that it might be too late to pull out of it, because was it 40 million that was wasted on down at the at the Mater site. I don't know how much money has been sunk into this one so far up in James's, but undoubtedly it's something we're going to hear more about, Finn.
Well, I think if you go and build it there, you'd be wasting $1 billion because it's not going to last 100 years or anything like it. And you'd be left wondering whether you'll ever have a maternity there. Because they tell us in their application to onboard Pinola that you have to move St. James's outpatient department off-site somewhere. It won't even be on the hospital grounds. It'll be off-site because there isn't enough room to move it anywhere else before you can build your maternity hospital. And you have to build them a new accident and emergency department for the adult hospital and a new intensive care unit for the adult hospital and a new facility management hub for the adult hospital before you can start building your maternity.
Well,
it's just silly stuff, you know. It really is.
I am not a medical person unlike yourself, Finn, so I mean I can't go into the minutiae of that and how it's actually going to work in the real world of medicine. But what I do know about is the fact that traffic and entrance and exits in relation to James's, and I appreciate that the Lewis line runs right through the hospital and that's, you know, and it's on bus routes and everything else, but I just think
2% of the staff in James's use it. 2%.
Yeah, I think it's going to be from purely traffic management. That's really the only thing that I would be in a position to talk about. I mean, you know, you're the medical expert, but just to manage.
Well, I think the thing that got me over the years, working in Temple Street and Crumlin, where parking, there was no parking in Temple Street except on the street, and only a small, tiny car park in Crumlin. Parents of children with cancer or serious illness, invariably when they were driving up to the country, both mother and father would have to come because they would inevitably arrive at either hospital and find there was no parking space, drop the mother and child off, and then the dad would spend his time driving around the place looking for a parking space. Now that's loss of income on top of anything else for the father to take time off work. None of this makes sense. None of it does. One of my colleagues said in relation to the matter, and I think it's equally appropriate for the James's site, there are three reasons why the Children's Hospital should not be built on the St. James's site. The first is it's wrong for children. The second is it's wrong for children. And the third is it's wrong for children.
And Finn, I have no doubt that we will hear more and more of this as the time goes by. Dr. Finn Branagh, on behalf of Northside today, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It has been a pleasure and thank you for giving your time to us this morning. Thank you, Finn.
Thank you for giving me the time.
Thank you, Finn.